Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I grew up kind of poor, so all my first vehicles were, you know, old 1970s vehicles. My first one was a 78 K5 Blazer, and I love that truck. That's what taught me how to rebuild carburetors and, you know, all that stuff. Ended up getting rid of that. Got a old 80s IROC Z because I wanted something a little cooler, I guess. And that thing lasted me a while, but just started getting too rusted out. The floorboards were gone on it, and got rid of that. And that's when I got the Subaru, and I've had it since. And that thing's lasted me quite a while. And I've never paid more than $10,000 for a car in my life until I bought my wife's car. And she's had it for about five. I think I bought it in 2020. So yeah, 4 years. And it was 2015 Highlander, the limited, you know, with the sunroof and a couple of the fancy options on it. And I mainly got it because the engine and transmission combination on that vehicle is really tried and true and super reliable. But yeah, we paid $19,000 for that. You know, it was an old car with cigarette burns on the interior, and I think it was a Canadian vehicle as well. That I think that maybe they changed the dash to the miles per hour speedometer, but all the HVAC controls are in Celsius. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, you got to pay the Toyota tax, that's for sure, but. Anyways, I'm at my destination, and you sound like you're right at the edge of your range there. You're starting to break up a lot. So, man, it was good talking to you. This is WRWR357. Catch you again on the air sometime.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks for the chat. I haven't been on the air in a while. And, yeah, same to you. I'll catch you around. Have a good one. WSAI 620.